Today is December 19th. We're holding here in Simon Tov Mem Dalid Sif Hey. The halacha says, as Mechaber says as follows: Im nishar chametz achar sha'achlu, if you have chametz left over after you finished eating your Shabbos sudas. Once again, the topic is when erev Pesach Shabbos is then erev Pesach shchal yes b'Shabbos. Mevatloi, you mevatlit v'koyfe olav kli ad moitzay yontav mevaroi. Then you were mevatlit and then cover up the remaining, because it's Shabbos now, you can't burn it, right? So what are you going to do? You wait until Mitzvah Yontif, after Mitzvah Yontif, when it's Cholamoid, then you are mevarit, then you destroy it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chaf Aleph, it's on the same page. Mishnah Berurah says, mevatloi v'kaife, omayri deles kusei akel av nuloi. We're talking about a case where you do not have a non-Jew, or you don't have any pets around, any dogs to give it to, dilavachi, because if you did, avshikavar avru arva shois, even though 4 hours of the day passed, v'oimid b'shoa chamishis, now you're holding by the 5th hour of the day, yitautaloi, you still can carry it, v'yitan lahem, and give it to them. V'chein mutal yitautaloi ulashlicha l'beis akise, yim yeshloi, beis akise v'chatzeroi, so too, you can carry it, and we're saying it's not a concern of muksa, and put it in the base of kisei, the outhouse, or by us, it would be flushing it down the drain, the toilet. And if you keep it around until the 6th hour of the day, the oz osur bahano, then it'd be forbidden to derive benefit from it, then it'd be osur betilto. Now it's muksa. Afilo hachi, nonetheless, shari al diakum, shi izrkoi ben nahar or the base of kisei. Even though it would be osur for us to move it because muksa, a non-Jew will still be permitted to move it and to throw it out in the river or down in the base of Kisei. No, you cannot give it. Right, correct. You cannot give it to your. You cannot give it to your dog. You cannot give it to your neighbor's dog. You cannot give it to a stray dog. And the reason for all of that is that you, the giver, the Mishmur says later on. We'll see. The giver derives benefit. He's getting. Oh, you know. You see the animal's eating something. You feel good about it. You cannot do that. No, because since that's also bahana already, I'm glad you mentioned that. So then you cannot get hana, you cannot give it to the dog.
I have a question.
Please.
Regarding putting it into the base kisei, it doesn't say this though when it's a regular day. Why is this?
Well, we're talking Shabbos now. Yeah, you can't burn it. So how are you going to get rid of it? You want to mevatel it somehow, you know.
Well, this is allowed on Shabbos. Why isn't it allowed on a regular weekday?
Who said it's not?
Okay.
Right? I mean, the thing is like, well, we're going to learn later on that Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tashbisu, to destroy the chametz, means specifically to burn it. So l'chatchila, the best way to get rid of it is by burning the chametz. We'll see later on in Simon Tov Mem Hei, which is the halachas of Bir Chametz. But there are discussions about, you know, flushing down the drain, the toilet. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber now back in Sif Vav. He says, even though the chametz will not remain in your house after the sud shachris, nonetheless, you still have to mevatel the chametz just like you do during the other years. What does it mean, the other years? The other years mean when it's not on Shabbos, right? That Yud Dalit is not on Shabbos.
So how did they mevatel?
Oh, so let's see. Sif Katan Chav Beis. Tzarech levatel chametz kederech. You mevatel b'libo, right in your heart, or you say the words. Hayne b'soif shor chamishis, at the end of the 5th hour. Or kanal v'simen toflam and dalit sif gimel, like we learned earlier. The same time, v'afilim kvar bitol miyesmol, even if you already mevatel it the day before, on Yud Gimel, we should also mevatel now, because we want to make sure that we work with the regular year system. A person might make a mistake and say, oh, I only was mevatel one time, I don't have to mevatel a second time, I don't mevatel by day, I did it by night. We want to make sure that in this type of unique Shabbos, Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Shechal Erev Pesach, we want to do the same as every year. Yes?
You have to do it the same, because when you mevateled it the first time, you didn't mevatel the stuff you were going to use on Shabbos.
But here he's saying, he's saying you're not going to have anything left, right? So the case in the Mechaber is that when I If what you're saying is correct, you're saying obviously you still have to vatal it. But the Mechaber's case he's giving us is that there's nothing left around. No chametz left around.
But the same holds true if you're burning it. There's nothing left either. You still have to mevatel it the second time.
No, but the difference is as follows. When you have chametz and you're burning the chametz, then the burning of the chametz and the bittul together will see are reminders to do both. One reminds the other. That's why we do that. Here, when we have no chametz to mevatel, so why should mevatel? So that's what Mechaber is teaching us the halacha here, that if I don't mevatel now, I might come to make a mistake next the other years also, when I do have chametz. That's the bigger problem.
So when you're saying mevatel,
how do you do it practically speaking?
Yeah.
Okay, so very good question. Number 33, the Dershu, in the Dershu edition, I have it over here. So the Chuvas, the Sefer Chuvas Or Letzion, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, tells us, we say the words, normally during the week, we say,
Kol Chami,
right, and it says, they'll have a Hefker. It should be Hefker. Here he says, don't say the words, he says, Kol Chamir, Chamir, but don't say Hefker. Why not? He says, Ashi Bechol, Nochon Lomer, will have a Hefker, Vishabbos Lo Yaskir, Loshen Hefker. Don't say Hefker on Shabbos. Why? Eli Yechavin Lekach Beliba, just have intention in your mind that you're me mafker. V'loch shadasa rishonim, to be concerned for those opinions that of the rishonim that say she'osu lahafker b'shabbos, that it is forbidden to make something ownerless on Shabbos. Sorry, why can't you make something ownerless? Because then you're doing acquisitions, kinyan, and things like this.
But that's an usher de rabbanim, which should be overridden by the usher de reis, not having the chametz in your possession.
But you don't have the chametz there. It's we're talking about bittul now, right? There's no chametz, right? Once again. Right? There is no chametz around. All we're saying here is to do the bittul, which is only the rabbanon now. And so, in regards to the rabbanon here, make sure we don't be we should not mafker it because of the issues of acquisitions on Shabbos. Okay, Siv Zayin says the Mechaber further. Now we are just to put us in proper frame of mind. We are changing topics. It's not erev Pesach Shechal Yos b'Shabbos. We're talking about a different din now. Outside, to give a little introduction, a person is going to do a Dvar Mitzvah. What's a Dvar Mitzvah? He's the Mayil. Okay, he's going to give a Bris Milah. Or he just became a Chasna. He's going to the Sudas Chasna. Not the Sudas Chasna, Sudas Erisin in his father-in-law's house. Different examples of Mitzvah. Then he remembers, you know what? I forgot to burn the Chametz. What does he do? Does he continue on his way to do the Bris Milah? Or does he have to return and go back and burn the chametz? So this is what we're discussing now. Says the Mechaber Sif Zayin, Ha'hoylich b'yoyim yedala l'dvar mitzvah. One is going on the day of the 14th of Nisan to do a mitzvah. Kigoin, he gives a specific example here. Lomul es benoy, to give a bris milah to his own son, oy lechol su'udas erisin beveis chamiv, or to eat the su'udas erisin in his father-in-law's house. He remembers he has chametz in his house. So the halacha is as follows. If he has time to go back to his house and destroy the chametz, then continue on with the mitzvah, go back to, let's say, do the bris. Go back to the house first, then continue, reschedule your GPS, and go back to do the mitzvah, the milah. If he doesn't have time to do both, he doesn't have time to go back to his house, he has to go do the bris milah. What should he do? Yivatlenu b'liboy. Just mevatel in your heart. What does that mean? In your heart, you're saying that not, the chametz is ash, it's not mine anymore, it's like the dust of the earth, and so on and so forth. Okay. Before we see the Mishnah Brura, I want to share with you a bir halacha. Okay, we have over here that the discussion, the bir halacha, is opposite the Mishnah Brura. And the Dibra Mas Lomul Es Benoy. We have the cases, a person is going on the day of the 14th of Nisan to do a Dvar Mitzvah. What's the Mishnah, the Mechaber's example? He says So the example that he gives here is to give his own son a bris. Says the Be'alacha, Poshet, it's obvious. Hu Adin, Poshet Hu, the Hu Adin, Im hoylich lomul ben chaveroi. Im ha'av eni yochel batzmai. If he's a moyel, it's not his own son. It's someone else's son. But he's the moyel. The father doesn't know how to do it. Doesn't know how to do the bris. The actual circumcision, the cutting of the orla. That's also the same case. Same halacha. Shehare Yachiv who was Al Kol Yisrael, because then the halacha is on all of Klal Yisrael to make sure the bris takes place. The Rambam doesn't say he's going to do a bris milah. Rambam says he's going to do a mitzvah. So here the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha is explaining that it doesn't mean his own bris necessarily for his own son, which the father, one of the mitzvahs of Av ala Ben, as the Mishnah and Kedushin tells us, a father has a mitzvah to give his son the bris. But all of Klal Yisrael have that mitzvah as well. So then he's going to do the mitzvah of bris milah. Then he remembers, oh, I forgot to burn the chametz. Now we see the Mishnah Sif Katan Chav Gimel. Lomul is benoi. Ulasudas bris milah. What about he hears they're having delicious bagels and lox, or if you want to make it even better, it's a fleishik suda. A fleishik bris milah. Why not? Yeah, okay. Why not a fleishik bris? Okay. You have a little fleishik at 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock. Hot food. Okay, you're getting hungry now. Mashman delay mikri mitzvah. No, it's not good enough. Does not help. It's not called a mitzvah. The linen zelavat the mitzvah beer. If a person's going, we know there's something called a sudas mitzvah. But the sudas mitzvah for the bris milah is not going to override the obligation to destroy the chametz. So, Rabbi Joel, I want to point out, we see over here that there are different levels of how Chazal are categorizing a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Now, they're all mitzvahs, but what's the higher level? So, in regards to actually doing the bris, right, the bottom line is as follows. A person is called Gemalt. He has the bris milah once the mile takes care of the orla and so on and so forth. If he never had his bagels and lox and cream cheese out by it, he still had the bris. That's the bottom line, okay, in this regard over here. Sifkon chav dalet. Or he's going to sudas erusin for a sudas erusin. V'hu adin sudas sh'oizim mishah sh'ha'kala mikabela sifloinus. The same halacha would apply when a kala receives presents, sifloinus of presents. V'kos v'achroinim. The Achronim write that when they used to have the Tanoim at one point of in the, during the year, and then they would finish the Chasna, the rest of it, a different time. But that Suda, when they would write the Tanoim, would also be considered to be a Suda's Mitzvah. Gamke Mikri is Suda's Mitzvah.
But that's a more important Suda's Mitzvah than the Suda having to do with
the Bris. That's what he's saying. Yes, interesting. Right. We'd have to know how they come to this conclusion, but yes. Bebeis chamiv, mashma sifkan chafei, the dafko bechasin atzmai mayri. We're talking here, in this case, specifically the chasin himself, who has the chametz in his house, and he's going to his father-in-law's house for this sudas mitzvah. V'yish mekilin gamkein ba'acher im kari l'sudas eris. And there are those who are lenient, if the Magen Avraham Nechok Yaakov are lenient, if other people are invited, and then they realize, wait a minute, I forgot to burn the chametz, and they are going to have the suda. So if they cannot get back, if they have time to go back and burn the chametz. If they don't have time to go back, we'll see. They continue on their way to the suda, and they shemavatel b'libay, and that's enough. Sifkan chavav, and nisko sheyeshloi chametz, and then he remembers he has chametz. V'adin imistapik shema yeshloi chametz. The same halacha applies if he's in doubt. What is he in doubt about? Did I burn it? Do I have chametz or do I not? So same halachas. If he has time to go back, he should go back. If he doesn't have time to go back, then he should mevatel b'libay and continue on to his mitzvah.
But this is the Rabbanan.
Yeah, I was thinking the same question. I had the same question.
The Rabbanan, you would think you would be meikel.
Right. I was wondering the same thing, but we see the Milo, since you can mevatabaliboy and you can still fulfill the mitzvah, going to the Sudas mitzvah, it's a very powerful mitzvah, it's a Sudas mitzvah. You continue going to the mitzvah. Sivkon Chav Zayin, what should you do? Yachzor v'yivar, if you have time, go back and destroy it. Mi'achar shalo yizbatal ha-mitzvah alidei ha-biur, yikayim shneim. Since you won't lose out on the mitzvah that you're going to do, so what you should do is go back to your house first, destroy the chametz, and then continue to do the mitzvah. Mashma, the mitzvah's biur kademis, it comes out over here, at this point, we see the mitzvah of destroying the chametz comes first. That's what we see quite clearly. Let's go back now.
Then why should you do it in your head then?
Well, that's if you can't. If you can't go back, then you should mevatel. Right, if you don't have time to go back. Then you do the bris, right. You continue on to the bris. If you don't have time to do both, you continue on to the bris, and you mevatel on your mind. Says the Mechaber further, v'im lav yivatlen b'liboy, right? That's Sifkan Chavches. Ratzolaymar, shim yach zav yishtadol oides abir, la yishor lo izman b'yoyim laso yisamilo oyasuda. If you will go back, you won't have time to do the milo or the suda on that day. So what do you do? Yivatlen b'liboy, b'makayim shehu, wherever he is, yish mevat b'liboy. Sherei achar habitol, ain't sarich levaroi, because after he's mevatel it, ain't sarich levaroi. He doesn't have to destroy it. El midivir seifim only midirabanan. If a makom mitzvah in this case, when he has a mitzvah to go do the bris milah or the suda, hemidu chacham al din toira. The chacham said he does not have to go back into mevarit because he was already mevatel it. Since he already did the bittul, he does not have to go back and destroy it. Umayrishu adain b'shoach hamishes yoch levatel. Of course, we're talking about a case where he's holding in the fifth hour, and he still has the halachic capability of being mevatel l'chametz. Avali yikoy kvar b'shoa shishis. But if he's already in the sixth hour, al kachach yachzor levar, then he should go back and destroy it, because sharei oz eina b'shusoy levatel. It's not in his possession to mevatel anymore. It's past the time when it's considered to be in his halachic rishus. V'af al gav da'idei ze yisbatel mitzvah smila, even though by him going back and destroying the chametz, he will now get into very heavy waters now. He will mevatel the mitzvah mila. Nonetheless, asay the teshbisu chametz tfei. The mitzvah asay of burning the chametz, of destroying the chametz, is chametz tfei, is more strict. He's not going to be able to do the mitzvah that day. Nonetheless, he goes back and he destroys the chametz. Okay, so let me just finish this to the period and we'll explain what's going on. Okay, but I'm glad you mentioned that. Shu oiver alev chorego mashenkin b'mila ve'inach. Because what we're saying is as follows. Okay, I didn't turn the page yet. Okay, now we're saying like this. At least in my edition. The case is that if he doesn't have aval ikoy kvar b'shoa shishis, if he's now holding by the sixth hour of the day.
We're still talking about the bris?
The bris situation, okay?
So we're making another exception. He can't do it if he doesn't have time, he does it in his heart.
Right, but you could only mevatel in your heart if it's by the fifth hour of the day. What now? Oh, he's only by the sixth hour of the day. He can't do bittul anymore, because you could only mevatel it when the Torah says it's in your halachic possession to mevatel. After this hour, the fifth hour, then the Torah takes it out of your possession. That, right, now it's in the sixth hour. You have to go back and destroy it now, because you can't do bittul anymore. Now, the bigger the chiddush is, what about your mitzvah milah? You're not going to be able to do the milah now. Now, I want to share with you a beautiful, powerful, for me it's also enjoyable, Shaar HaTzion. We're going to now read the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom, in Sifkot Chav Dalet. Okay, it's a little lengthy. And he says as follows. Who is this opinion that says that you should go back and destroy the chametz and not do the milah? This is the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. V'ayim v'achreinim shegim gugu b'dvarov. Some achreinim disagree with this. Shaharei mila gam kein achiyah b'chol eis lomu. The mitzvah of bris mila, you have an obligation to do every single minute. Yeah. What are we saying? What's the reason why you should go back and destroy the chametz? Because every single minute you don't destroy it, you're violating the iser of tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? Tashbisu means of eradicating the chametz. So he says here, wait a minute, by milah also. You have to do the milah also every single moment. It's the eighth day, do the bris.
You can do it tomorrow.
But you're mevatel, every single, if you can do it tomorrow, sure you can. But you have to do it today. You are mechamim to the teretz. But let's see the, that's fine. Let's see the everything. Right, exactly. So he says like this. Ulanius Daiti had said the Kimonagam from the Shaar HaTzion, which was written also by the Chafetz Chaim. He says, the Magen Avraham is correct, which means what? That go back and destroy the chametz, even though you're going to miss the milah on the eighth day. Why? Shebemilah, because the bris milah av shechiyuva b'yom eshmini, even though the mitzvah of a bris is on the eighth day, mikol makom zmanuhu kol ayoyim. The zman of it is every day. Elish is zrizin makdimin. But zrizin makdimin. What does that mean? Why do we do the mitzvah of bris milah early as possible? Well, we don't do the first crack of dawn, but after Shacharis. He calls us Zriz Makdim L'mitzvahs, like we learned in Masil Sharm. Do the mitzvah as soon as possible. Ma'ashein kein, ha'esed de teshbisu, hu maschil tekev la'acha chatzois. Vim kein, chiyuv ha'koidim. The asay, there's a mitzvah's asay, positive commandment of destroying the chametz. And therefore, when does that start? After chatzois. Says the Shaar Tzion, therefore, the obligation to destroy the chametz comes first before the bris milah. Why? Because you could do the bris milah the whole day. Why do you do the bris milah early in the morning? Because the reason makdim l'mitzvahs. But once chatzos comes and you didn't destroy the chametz, we're violating an iser now. If it's 12 o'clock and we didn't do the bris milah, we didn't violate it, so we just didn't have our cream cheese and lox yet. He continues and says, "Va'af da'al yidei zeh shi'ivar me'mela shi'ivar me'mela yidche le'vasoif ha'mila al yoyim acher." Now, this is where it gets even stronger. Even though, if you go back and destroy the chametz, you will not be able to do the bris on that eighth day. The whole day you're going to miss out. It's either one or the other, because I have to go back and destroy the chametz. I won't have time to do the bris on that eighth day. Les lamba. Says the Shaar Tzion, it's not a problem. Still go back and destroy the chametz. The gamba milo shloi bismano shechiyuva b'chol rega v'rega. So too by bris milo, which is shloi bisman, meaning wasn't the eighth day, which the obligation is every single minute. You should do it right away. What does he mean? Let's say the bris now is on the 18th day, since the baby was born. So it's not a matter of zriz makdim l'mitzvah. Do the bris right away now. Now the baby's healthy. It's not yellow or whatever the case might be, so do it right away. So maybe I should, if it's a bris for the 18th day, which falls out on Yud Dal Nisa, and then I forgot to destroy my chametz, maybe I should go do the bris first. No, still destroy the chametz. The gamba mila shelo bezman shechiyu v'chol rego v'rego mikol mokum loy dami la'asin de tashbisu. It's still the positive commandment of tashbisu, destroying the chametz, is overpowers this bris mila. The le'inu chametz, in regards to chametz, dechsev ach bayim harishon. It says ach bayim harishon. What does that mean? Yalfinun mina she also liyos chametz bebeis Yisrael mechatzoyes hayoyim shel ar pesach ach lo yishevel yimei pesach. From the pasuk of ach bayim harishon, we learn that it's forbidden to have chametz in your house. From when? From chatzoyes of ere pesach until the last day of pesach. Uchshemavatel yoyim echad mitzvah zu. And when a person does not do the mitzvah of destroying the chametz for one day, he can't make it up. It's gone. If it's Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, and he didn't destroy it, he lost out on that mitzvah. Shuv, he can't fix up that day. It's something which is chisorin, a lacking, something which is lost, which he cannot fix up. Ma'ashein kein b'mila, as opposed to by the b'smila. Why? Soif soif, at the end of the situation, I don't want to say at the end of the day, but at the end of the situation, yomuloi soy, you will give the baby the bris. V'loi chisar ela ma'ashehishim l'kayim. The only thing you're going to lose out on is this that you didn't fulfill it earlier, but he still gets the bris. But in regards to the mitzvah of tashbisu, of destroying the chametz, if he misses out on that day, he can't make that up. Beautiful piece. V'ayim be'Evan Oizer, the chelek al Magen Avram. The Evan Oizer disagrees with Magen Avram. Okay. V'chadivi al Magen Avram, before behedi b'chidushim ha'ram chalava. And the Magen Avram's words are also preceded by him by the Maram Chalava. Ayin shem b'perushoi, with p'sak alocha, mitam d'kodim isura d'chametz of kanosi k'moshi b'arlam b'tchila. And the same reason is, the reason why we go back and destroy the chametz, even though I will lose out on the day of doing the bris milah, is because the iser of the chametz, like you said, comes first. Beautiful piece.
Because of the time requirement.
The time requirement, exactly. 100%. The time requirement comes first. Let's hold that question. I want to see if we could finish at least Sif Katan Chavtes. Okay?
Which one?
We're in the middle of Chavtes. We want to finish it. We're by the period. Okay, all the way in the bottom of the page. Achein. And by me, I'm turning the page now. We're in the Mishnah Brura. Okay. Im Heilich lis'asek b'meis mitzvah. Now we're saying one, not so fast. If you're going to do a meis mitzvah, what's a meis mitzvah? You're walking on the road, it never happened to anybody, and he finds a dead body. Everything stops. There's no such thing as do that mitzvah. Meis mitzvah. Bury the dead. She'ein lo'i koivrin, he has no one else to bury him. U'mutol al p'nei asod b'vzoin, he's lying in the ground in a disgraceful fashion.
You don't know if he's Jewish or not.
We're talking about a case you know is Jewish. You know, all right, we're talking about a case, okay? The halach is, he tells us in brackets, that whoever passes this meis mitzvah is chai l'kovri, he's obligated to bury him. So now you remember, wait a minute. This is how things happen. You remember that there's chometz in your house that you didn't destroy, but you have this meis mitzvah in front of you. What do? You bury the meis. Even if it's on Chol HaMoed and you find the situation, then you remember you have chometz in your house. That even every moment you're transgressing Isra Bal Yirah, nonetheless, you bury the meis. Even though you have time in the day to go back to your house, and to destroy the chometz, and to go back and to bury the dead, even if there is time to go to do both on the same day, you can destroy the chometz and come back and bury the dead. Nonetheless, it's forbidden to move away from that spot until he is buried, until a dead body is buried. Because so important is the respect kavod habrios for another human being that we push aside all mitzvah of Torah that are in the category called Sheva al Tase. Thank you very much.